Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. 27 people have gone on trial in connection with the Panama Papers scandal. The affair, which began with a huge leak of documents 8 years ago, highlighted how tax havens have been used by the rich and powerful to hide their wealth. Ione Wells reports.
The leak implicated more than 100 politicians, including heads of state and government, billionaires and sports stars. The leak showed how clients of the now defunct Panamanian law firm called Mossack Fonseca were able to launder money, dodge sanctions and avoid tax. If the founders of the firm are found guilty, they could face up to 12 years in prison. The law firm has since closed down, but its founders have claimed neither they, the firm or its employees were involved in unlawful acts.
A total eclipse of the sun that swept across a broad swathe of North America has ended. Tens of millions of sky gazers had gathered along its route in Mexico, Canada and the United States to view the spectacle. Many, including the Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador and Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, were treated to a breathtaking display of the sun's outer atmosphere, or corona, which is usually obscured by its own intense glare. These people watched in downtown Dallas.
It kind of felt like a dimmer switch being turned down on the sun, so it was really cool to see.
I was amazed at how all the lights on the skyscrapers came on, and then it just sort of went so cold, and then it was just like beautiful, absolutely amazing, yeah.
The United States has again urged Israel not to attack the overcrowded town of Rafah in southern Gaza. This comes just hours after the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a date had been set for the operation against Hamas, but he didn't reveal when. Matthew Miller is a White House spokesman.
We have made clear to Israel that we think a full-scale military invasion of Rafah would have an enormously harmful effect on those civilians, and that it would ultimately hurt Israel's security. So it's not just a question of Israel presenting a plan to us. We have made clear to them that we think that there is a better way to achieve what is a legitimate goal, which is to degrade and dismantle and defeat the Hamas battalions that still remain in Rafah.
The leaders of France, Egypt and Jordan have also repeated their opposition to Israel's plans. The electric car manufacturer Tesla has reached an undisclosed settlement in a long-running lawsuit in the US over the death of a former Apple engineer involving one of its electric cars. Walter Huang was killed in 2018 when his car, which was on autopilot, veered off a highway in Northern California and collided with a barrier. Tesla settled the lawsuit a day before the case went to trial, avoiding a jury's scrutiny of its technology and its role in the crash. The case was the first of several lawsuits that the car maker currently faces regarding its autopilot technology. World News from the BBC. Donald Trump has set out his position on one of the most divisive issues in the United States, abortion rights, ahead of November's presidential election. The Republican candidate resisted pressure from within his own party to back a nationwide ban. He said it was up to individual states to decide. The announcement has drawn criticism from conservatives and liberals. President Biden again criticized Mr. Trump's stance on abortion.
Donald Trump just endorsed every single state ban on reproductive care nationwide. All across the country, women are being turned away from emergency rooms or being forced to travel hundreds of miles or ask a judge just to get the basic care they need. That's Donald Trump's vision for this country. He said it himself. He punished women who seek out the care they need.
The former vice president of Ecuador, Jorge Glass, whose arrest last week sparked international condemnation, has been taken to hospital from a maximum security jail. The prison service said he'd fallen ill after refusing food in detention. Mr. Glass was seized by Ecuadorian police on Friday after they stormed the Mexican embassy in Quito. He'd been sheltering there to avoid being sent back to jail for alleged corruption. The Southern African grouping SADC says it's ready to take action against anyone threatening its troops in the Democratic Republic of Congo after a deadly mortar attack. Three Tanzanian soldiers were killed and three others were hurt during the attack on a military base in Sake in North Kivu province on Saturday. A study of hundreds of patients who'd been seriously ill with long COVID suggests some people's immune system remains overactive long after the initial infection has cleared. Those with the condition have evidence of inflammation in their blood, which might provide clues for their treatment. The study conducted in Britain found that the presence of certain proteins increased the risk of symptoms such as fatigue in people who are sick enough to need hospital treatment. A test for long COVID, though, remains a long way off. BBC News.